Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
President Trump has made some strong comments regarding the Democratic Party, calling them anti-Israel and anti-Jewish. This after a House vote that was broadly a resolution that condemned hate speech, as opposed to condemning anti-Semitic remarks that were made by a few Democrats. How much are people in Israel, though, paying attention to U.S. politics and what's going on in our House of Representatives? I had a chance to catch up with Maddie Friedman. He's author of a book titled Spies of No Country, Secret Lives at the Birth of Israel. And one of the questions I asked him was how much the average Israeli pays attention to American politics.
The average Israeli doesn't really get the difference between Democrats and Republicans. Most of the Israeli political spectrum is, and all the big red flag issues for Americans, is Democrat. I mean, we have state health care, and we have pretty tight gun control, and all the issues that Americans like to fight about. Almost the entire Israeli electorate would be in the Democratic Party. Israelis don't understand that. They don't really understand the way issues break down in the United States. I think Israelis understand that, for whatever reason, the current American president, Donald Trump, is very supportive of Israel. And that's basically what an average Israeli voter gets. Does the American president have our back or not? They sense that President Trump does have Israel's back, and that makes him kind of a popular character over here, even though I think people aren't really informed about the nuances of American policy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is heading to Ohio to tour a few manufacturing plants. Before leaving, the president was asked if the Mueller report should be made public for everyone to see.
I don't mind. I mean, frankly, I told the House, if you want, let them see it. Again, I say a deputy, because of the fact that the attorney general didn't have the courage to do it himself, a deputy that's appointed appoints another man to write a report.
Newly confirmed EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler is raising some eyebrows after comments he said regarding drinking water and not climate change being the greatest and most immediate global threat to the environment. Wheeler tells CBS This Morning,
we have 1,000 children die every day worldwide because they don't have safe drinking water. That's a crisis that I think we can solve. Most of the threats from climate change are 50 to 75 years out.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
Nebraska seems to be the state that was hit the hardest by the flooding in the Midwest. Reports are there could be $1 billion worth of agricultural losses due to the floods. Doug Elvers is a hog farmer out in Fremont, Nebraska. He tells CBS News he lost just about everything.
We probably lost right at 700 head.
How many do you think you've been able to save?
14.
Regarding the future, though, Elvers is optimistic.
A lot of hard work now. Start all over, and hopefully within a year we'll be
able to sell
hogs
again.
A new FAA administrator is in the works. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
President Trump has announced he intends to nominate Steve Dixon to be the next administrator. If confirmed, Dixon would take over the agency at a time of heightened scrutiny with an increasing number of investigations. He's a former fighter pilot, a former Delta captain, and a one-time airline executive. The Senate will still have to confirm him.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
President Trump has made some strong comments regarding the Democratic Party, calling them anti-Israel and anti-Jewish. This after a House vote that was broadly a resolution that condemned hate speech, as opposed to condemning anti-Semitic remarks that were made by a few Democrats. How much are people in Israel, though, paying attention to U.S. politics and what's going on in our House of Representatives? I had a chance to catch up with Maddie Friedman. He's author of a book titled Spies of No Country, Secret Lives at the Birth of Israel. And one of the questions I asked him was how much the average Israeli pays attention to American politics.
The average Israeli doesn't really get the difference between Democrats and Republicans. Most of the Israeli political spectrum is, and all the big red flag issues for Americans, is Democrat. I mean, we have state health care, and we have pretty tight gun control, and all the issues that Americans like to fight about. Almost the entire Israeli electorate would be in the Democratic Party. Israelis don't understand that. They don't really understand the way issues break down in the United States. I think Israelis understand that, for whatever reason, the current American president, Donald Trump, is very supportive of Israel. That's basically what an average Israeli voter gets. Does the American president have our back or not? They sense that President Trump does have Israel's back, and that makes him kind of a popular character over here, even though I think people aren't really informed about the, you know, the nuances of American policy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And welcome to sort of an abbreviated edition today of Modern Design. We had a little bit of a late start. One of the things, challenges in doing a live show, I guess going on maybe year six now here on Modern Design and 100 Chamber Radio, is sometimes I have to work for a living. And one of the things that I'm doing right now, as we've talked about on the show before, is I'm building a restaurant, a really nice restaurant, about 3,000 square foot bar and grill in New Providence. It's going to be called Harley's. Not Harley's like the motorcycle, but the lady's name, Harley, H-A-R-L-E-E, Harley's Tap and Grill in New Providence, New Jersey. And I am going to have Don Burkett, the owner, in, and we're going to have some screenshots up of what we're doing, some terrific things. And today was chair day. We had to sit in a lot of different chairs because I have to order 125 of them, so we have to make sure they're right, plus 30 bar stools. So that had me running a little bit late to studio today. But nevertheless, if you're following me on social media, our topic today happens to be coastal influences. I was out shopping last week for a client, and I found some really new and interesting other colors of coastal. And I thought that was kind of an interesting play, and see if we could talk a little bit about that. You know, as I say on Modern Design, my process starts on Sunday. Sunday, I come up with a theme, and the theme this week was sort of coastal and shore as the weather is starting to get nice. So and if you're following my blog, The Color Guru, on blogspot.com, you'll see there's a blog post on coastal. And then if you go to Facebook or Instagram, you'll see there's some things that are coastal related about today's post. And then after I finish doing our program here today, I'll go down to Princeton Community Television for the Comcast channel, and we're going to shoot a show with realtor Bill Scott, who handles the Bayshore, the northern part. That's Sandy Hook area, the northern part of the New Jersey Shore, and we're going to talk about the Bayshore and interesting things down there. So this is sort of a looking forward to spring and summer kind of a day. All right, we're going to take some commercial messages to substantiate and pay for our program. A lot more in this abbreviated edition called Coastal Design. We'll be back after these messages.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Okay, we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I'm an interior designer for the past 22 years working in the tri-state area, mostly New Jersey, but also New York and Pennsylvania, on everything related to your home or commercial space. And let's take a look at the weather, see what the weather looks like. It looks pretty good, doesn't it, folks? Let's see. Let's scroll up a little bit. It currently says that we're at 52 degrees. I think my car said a little bit higher, with a high of getting up to 54. Well, there you go. Tonight, there's it'll be mostly cloudy and a chance of rain showers with a low of 34, so that's a big drop. On Thursday, there's a 90% chance of rain with a high of 49 degrees. Glad I didn't get my car washed today. Thursday night, there's a 70% chance of rain likely with a low of 41. On Friday, there's a 30% chance of showers with a high of 50. On Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 30. On Saturday, it's going to be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 44. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 29. Oh, and sunny Sunday, we're going to have a high of 59, almost 60 degrees on Sunday. So it looks like things are starting to change, and we're getting out of the doldrums of winter and going into spring, which is always a nice thing. So I'm thinking about spring and things that are to look ahead. I'm finding a lot in the stores when I shop, in my trade magazines, a continuation of a look of coastal, things that are coastal. So people will say to me, well, what is coastal? And what's the first thing that comes to your mind? I would say probably the color blue, right? and then like a really rich, maybe navy blue to begin with. And we think of water when we think of navy blue, and we just think about things that are marine, things that are the shore and so on. But not necessarily, you know, I was out shopping, I think I was in Pottery Barn about 2 weeks ago, and there was a coastal display, and all the coastal stuff was green. It wasn't blue at all. It was green, and there was green glass and a lot of different elements in green and sort of a sand color, but it was all coastal. And I thought to myself, wow, you could do a lot of different things with texture and using other colors in coastal, and that would be nice. So I looked a little bit further. I went to Google Images, which is always the place to go, and to Pinterest. And then I saw all neutrals, everything done in tan and white, and it was coastal. Really, really, really nice, really fresh, really natural looking. And it got me thinking how nice coastal is. Now, growing up, I always wanted to have a shore house. I always wanted that classic, you know, down the New Jersey shore, the cedar shakes on the outside that weathered to like a gray with a crisp white trim, and then that navy blue front door and that whole kind of coastal look inside with whites and blues and just sort of very natural looking. But you know what? Coastal extends to other colors. I think it's all about nature, being natural, being casual, being relaxed. Lots of white, right? Coastal has a lot of white in it as well. So we're going to explore some wonderful ideas and things you can do to make your house look more coastal. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to be living at the shore. You could be living on a lake. You could be living in a tract development. You could be living in a 55 and over area. Coastal is just a style. And you know, these days, with things becoming more casually elegant and not so formal, coastal style is very appropriate. I did a dining room, I'd say probably last year, and the couple always wanted a second house down the shore, and they never had it. But they did wind up buying a 55 and over new construction home, and she was telling me how much she loved the shore. And I said, well, let's bring some of that look into your home up here in Hunterdon County, new construction townhouse. So what we decided to do in this particular case to make their house, which is not near the shore, not near water at all, look coastal, is to start with the dining room. So one of the things that I did was I put up a beadboard, just sort of a look of that shore, that sort of fencing, just very traditional, not the higher board and batten beadboard, but just a standard beautiful white beadboard that went around the room. And that in itself set had kind of a coastal look to it. It looked like a beach fence in a way. So we painted that all out in a nice super white. We had a nice baseboard molding that was kind of thick to that, and a nice rail that went around. And then we decided that we wanted to do the top in a coastal color. Now, I love navy dining, and I have quite a few boards. If you ever go to my Maven Hill Designs page on Pinterest or my Richard Scuderi board on Pinterest, you'll see that navy dining gets repinned a lot. So I wanted to do a color that would have a nice coastal look. And I usually use a couple of colors consistently for navy a lot. One of them is a Newburyport blue, which I use an awful lot. And then there's a couple other colors that I liked. Sherwin-Williams has a color called Naval, which I hadn't used before. In this case, we tried the Sherwin-Williams product, and we made the walls a color called Naval, which was a nice, rich, sort of darker navy blue. And the blue and the white with the breaks for trim were amazing. They really, coming together, really gave the room sort of a nautical or a coastal kind of a look. Then it came time to put a chandelier in the center of that room before we put any furniture in it. And I thought to myself, let's do natural elements. Let's get a chandelier that looks like weathered wood. So I found something out where I share my space with Flemington Fan and Lighting over where Maven Hill Designs is, and we found a chandelier that had wood on it. It was a combination of wood and metal, and the wood had sort of a weathered beachy kind of look with some arms on it, with some lights, right, and arms that extended out with candle lights, and that kind of gave sort of that sort of rustic beachy kind of a look. Then I thought, well, what are we going to do for a table and chairs? We don't want to do something too formal. We want to do something sort of distressed and speech-like. So I found somebody out in Pennsylvania that will take converted wood, old wood, and make a beautiful tabletop, and that's exactly what we did. We just made a beautiful, long, rectangular table with leaves, and we did that for the table. And then I thought, with all the rusticness, we have to have a sense of balance. So I decided to do fabric chairs. And the thing was is that we wanted to bring in some elements that were blue and white, but we also wanted to bring in sort of a sand color. I think the sand color is important because it's sort of like water and beach. So I went looking through a lot of fabrics, and believe it or not, Sunbrella, the outdoor fabric company, carries fabrics that are really, really nice now that don't necessarily look outdoor and are really well designed if somebody has a heavily traveled dining room to do a Sunbrella or an outdoor fabric. And we found a fabric that had a wonderful shape to it, more on the geometric side actually, but in blues and whites and then some tan. And that worked very well. So we did the side chairs in that. And the end chairs we did in a solid navy, but with a piping. And the piping had that sort of sand color trim around it. And then it all came together. So then layering, silvers are very nice. So when we went to get the table together and set it, we did crisp white china, everyday sort of white china with silver silverware. And then layers of blues and whites and tans and silvers and grays. Just spectacular. That really started to get that sort of coastal look without being hokey. Then it came time to do something for the window treatments, and the dining room is in the front of the house. It's offset by landscape, so there's not a privacy issue there. So I opted just to do some wonderful, simple stationary panels and sort of a cotton duck. In a navy cotton duck fabric, very casual. We did curtain rods that were wood and kind of thick that went across, and then a 52-inch panel on either side. In fact, we didn't really even hang them on the window. We hung them on the trim, which is a good way to make a window look as wide as possible. We went all the way almost to the bottom of the crown molding with this navy sort of cotton duck on both sides, with the wood rod, light wood, sort of a distressed light wood on both sides. And the natural elements and the light weathered wood and the navy and the white and the silver and the sand color tan really came together. So that's a way you can make your space look coastal. It doesn't have to be hokey. It doesn't look that you're just at the beach, but it has a warm, rich, natural influence. Oh, the one thing I forgot to say is that we had to do a rug. I didn't want to do a traditional rug because there was patterning in the chairs. That's one thing when you pick a fabric chair that's patterned. You have to be very cautious that the rug and the chair work well together. So in this case, the patterning on the chairs was kind of, even though the end chairs were solid, the side chairs were had a pretty strong pattern in them. So I opted to do a natural seagrass rug. Which is terrific, easy to maintain, and the bordered edge was in navy. So we had a wide border, like a 4-inch border that went around it, but the rug itself was a sisal rug, a seagrass sort of that tan, and it just all came together. It was a beautiful coastal look. That's a way, folks, of doing things that could make yourself look coastal, but work in any environment. Okay, we're going to take some commercial messages. A lot to talk about. Our theme today is coastal living and coastal influences.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs in Ringgoes, New Jersey, which is basically Flemington. It's across the street from the motor vehicle and inspection station on Route 31 in Flemington, and next to Fred Bean's, the big Toyota dealership, right on 31. We're on the northbound lane in the Hunterdon Commons shopping plaza. And most people remember that. I guess there was a Sears sort of hardware store, which is no longer there for many years. In fact, we've just taken that space over, and we're going to have additional accessories and lighting and all sorts of things. So you have to come check us out. We have a little bit of a redo of the main store and then the second new store in that space, the Hunterdon Commons shopping center. I have a couple of things that I'd like to talk about that I do. If you want to add some wonderful coastal style to your house, it's time for change. One of the things that I do, and I talk about this all the time on our program, is I have a Fresh Eyes where I'll come out for $199 plus tax to spend 1 to 2 hours with you, go through your rooms, give you great suggestions, paint colors, placement of furniture, and so on for your space. Now, I certainly can do everything from kitchens to bath, flooring, window treatments, everything related to your home furniture. But some people just want to sort of a Fresh Eye, somebody who's been in the business for a long time and can give them some suggestions. So to reach Maven Hill Designs to set up that design appointment at $199 plus tax, please contact me at 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. If you'd like to go to my website and take a look at some of my work, easy to do at www.maven, M as in Michael, A, V like Victor, I N like Nancy, Hill, H-I-L-L, designs with an S on the end, .com, and take a look at some of my work. You also can look at some of my work on Pinterest under Maven Hill Designs, on Instagram. Lots of followers are following me these days on Instagram under Maven Hill Designs, or watch any of my television shows. I do have a television show on the Comcast channel each week in the local area. It's on channel 30 or 45 that you can watch. On Mondays, it's on 6:30 to 7, and on Tuesdays, it's on 9:30 a.m. to 10. So some ways to take a look at some of my work and some of the things that I love to do. Our topic today happens to be coastal influences or coastal decorating. And one of the things that I was noticing is that there's a lot of different ways, maybe more subtle ways, to bring some coastal influences into your house. As I was saying earlier in the broadcast, I was in Pottery Barn, and I noticed there was a collection of coastal, but instead of everything being blue, it wasn't blue at all. It was all done in sort of green, and they had beautiful green bowls that were sort of, I don't know, sort of like a beautiful, not a green like a depression glass green, but it was sort of like a frosted glass. And in the frosted glass, they had these round spheres, and they were just little shells. So what a nice thing to do in the middle of maybe your dining table or your kitchen table or maybe even a foyer table to do a green glass ball. It was sort of like a, not even a blue green, it was green, definitely green. When you look at the ocean sometimes, especially in the northern part of the shore, it kind of has much more of a green look anyway, like a gray green. And that's what this was like. And then it had these spheres in them, these round balls or spheres that were all little white shells, and they were in the center. That was kind of nice. And then on the table, there were some white sort of starfish that looks kind of nice. One of the things that I have in the store, if you come out to Mavenhall Home with Inside Flemington Fan and Lighting, is I have these great bowls. I think I only have about two left, and they're sort of white starfish bowls, and they're sort of open, and you can put sort of a lining in them, or you can use them for decoratively, but they're really great looking. They're $25 each. I think I have two or three left. But they're a lot of fun. Adding coastal influences can, you know, can be very subtle. Sometimes it's just napkins. You know, little things seasonally make a difference, and people notice when you entertain. I love beautiful cocktail napkins, and I have lots of coastal-themed cocktail napkins in my stores. You know, you have a first course. You're going to go out to dinner, have people over. You want to bring some style in. Just use a casual paper napkins that are maybe blue and white or starfish or something with sand or natural elements or rope or something that has that kind of a thing. Anchors, navy and white are always classy and nice looking. But little subtle things, accents, placemats on the table. How about getting a new set of napkins? Napkins have a shelf life. Maybe getting a new set of napkins that are in maybe not navy. Maybe we'll do sort of a seafoam color or a sort of a teal. All that is really nice. You know, when you pair any of the blues with a charcoal gray, not only are they current, but they're also coastal. So perhaps you're setting a Sunday brunch table. Maybe you get two napkins. You get a napkin that's sort of a blue-green, like a teal, and then a charcoal, and you put them together, and you put them in some sort of a natural wood-looking wraparound, a napkin holder, and that has sort of a coastal influence to it. Anything that's like that, that's a natural, that's seagrass or any of that stuff, all those elements, those natural elements look really, really nice. You know, I saw someone that did a display. A lot of times you'll see temple jars or clear glass jars, whether it's terrariums or someone. I saw someone do a display of three different jars, and they were fitted glass jars, and they were done with sand. And that was kind of nice, different colors of sand in each one. And that was a different and interesting way to add some of a coastal look to your space. So it doesn't take a lot of money. It's just ingenuity and being subtle in what you do. All right, we're going to take some more commercial messages, and we'll be back a lot more with our show today, which is Coastal Design.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat. Know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Well, guys, we're running a little bit over. We'll do another one again on Coastal. Thank you, and we'll see you next week. Have a great week, everybody. Get outside. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Before boarding Air Force One and heading to Ohio, President Trump updates us on the trade deal that's being worked out between the United States and China.
President Xi is a friend of mine. The deal is coming along nicely. We have our top representatives going there this weekend to further the deal. But no, we're taking in billions and billions of dollars right now in tariff money, and for a period of time, that will stay.
Nebraska, South Dakota, Iowa, and Wisconsin are still under states of emergency after all the flooding took place in each of those states. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts on what you can do to help people out in need.
Well, the Red Cross has been great. They've been the ones setting up most of the shelters that we have across our state and serving thousands of meals to take care of the folks. We still have, I think, about 475 people in shelters. And so they've been taking care of them. So a donation to the Red Cross, a monetary donation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The FDA is approving a breakthrough drug specifically meant to treat postpartum depression. The first of its kind drug is an intravenous infusion that can only be administered by a healthcare provider. The treatment is administered as a 60-hour IV drip and will probably be priced around $20,000 to $35,000 per treatment. Americans weigh in on the Robert Mueller probe. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
As the special counsel investigation into President Trump's campaign winds down,